My guest at this time is Noni Darwish. She is the founder of Arabs for Israel, and she's also affiliated with the organization Former Muslims United. Grew up a Muslim in Egypt, came to America, converted to Christianity. And Noni, it's that experience in Egypt that I want to draw on now as you look back at what President Morsi tried to do in the last couple of weeks here with greatly expanding his power, saying that he was not subject to judicial review and so forth, brought many people out to the streets, and now he claims he doesn't plan to pursue that anymore. What's your read on him? Will he just do it more quietly? Is he going to scale back his ambition? What do you expect?
Well, I have a very different view from the conventional wisdom when it comes to Egypt and Morsi and Mubarak and the so-called liberals in Egypt and the so-called Islamists. These are divisions, artificial divisions here. I think that the Islamic system, wherever it is, if it's in Egypt or Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, it doesn't matter. Wherever it is, you can only have two forms of government. And it can only be a theocratical Islamist government like Iran and Saudi Arabia, or a military semi-secular. I don't call them secular because they are not secular. There is nothing called secular in the Islamic world. And these are dictatorships that have a double face, kind of like they appear as Muslim, but really they are tyrants. The Muslim head of state is it's the worst position on earth to lead a country, because a Muslim head of state has to rule by Sharia under Islamic law. And all these constitutions in the Middle East have an article that states that Sharia law is the law of the land, okay? So whether it's Egypt under Mubarak or wherever it is, legally, the Muslim head of state has to rule by Sharia. Because Sharia states that any Muslim head of state that does not want to rule by Sharia becomes an apostate and illegitimate and should be removed from office. The number one duty of a Muslim head of state is to do jihad against non-Muslim countries. Jihad is not just the duty of a Muslim individual, like the lone wolf in America who wants to just go blow himself up because his Allah told him so. It's also the duty of a Muslim head of state, and it's written in the Sharia books about the job qualifications of a Muslim head of state. So if a Muslim head of state, let's say Morsi, wakes up one day and he says, I want to be a real Democrat, I want to rule for freedom, equal rights for women, equal rights for Christians, and I want to make a peace treaty with Israel and end the jihad against Israel. Let's say our dream leader comes to Egypt. What's going to happen to Morsi the next day? He's going to be assassinated exactly like what happened to Sadat, because he would have violated the very law in the present Egyptian constitution and also the future one. And he will be a traitor and the puppet of America, not only to the Islamists, but to the so-called liberals. Don't be fooled by the word liberal Egyptians. Some of these liberal Egyptians are the most tyrannical and socialist. And some of them, many of them, are very anti-Semitic. They are against, they are Nazirites. They are against the peace treaty with Israel. And they attack any president who has good relations with America. This is happening today by the so-called liberal Muslims in Egypt. They are now criticizing Morsi for having contributed to the ceasefire in Gaza between Hamas and Israel. And because he did that, America somehow, American media was, complimentary for him for having done that. And there is an article written in the Egyptian papers by one of those so-called liberals criticizing him that he's a puppet of America now. They don't have the moral foundation of respect for elections. They are the ones who are calling for removal of Morsi from office. And I think this is ridiculous. The man was elected, wait for 4 years, then remove him out of office. In the meantime, you can, object to what he wants to do, especially with the Constitution. But the way they go overboard, don't be fooled by the word liberal. And I am very skeptical about both sides. I would rather still have a less theocratic, less Sharia type of government. But the Egyptians, unfortunately, are 80 million. And the people that you see on the street that call themselves liberal are the minority of the minority. 70% of Egyptians, when they were, there was a survey, and they said they want to live under Sharia. They say they want to live under Sharia, and at the same time, they have no clue what's in Sharia. And I wrote a very recent article about that, and I showed three laws in Sharia that give full dictatorship power to the Muslim leader. There is a law in Sharia that states that a Muslim head of state has to be obeyed even if he's unjust. This is the Sharia that they want to live under. And then when he becomes unjust, they want Sharia. And then when Morsi gives them Sharia, they revolt against Morsi. This is an unstable society that will never have peace and will never have a stable political system. And it's all because of Islam and Sharia.
Noni, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it.
Noni Darwish is the founder of Arabs for Israel. She's also closely affiliated with Former Muslims United. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.